Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The 4th of July is the day we celebrate America's independence from Great Britain. It's known for the fireworks, its music, the parties and frivolity of summer, along with some great food, hot dogs and apple pie. It's our Independence Day, of course, and perhaps no single person deserves to be honored more on this day than Thomas Jefferson. He was the third president of the United States who penned the Declaration of Independence, and whose ideals embody much of what we think represents the best of our country: inventiveness, practicality, self-reliance, and a basic sense of fairness in human society. There's one other reason Thomas Jefferson should be honored on the 4th, however. He actually died on the 4th of July. In 1826, 50 years after signing the Declaration of Independence, shortly before midnight on the 3rd of July, 1826, Jefferson, who had been ill for a while, asked his doctor one last time, "Is it the 4th yet?" With his doctor replying, "It soon will be." Later, around 1 p.m. on the 4th, Jefferson expired. Just a few hours later, another founding father, John Adams, second president of the United States, also died. He was 91 years old. He and Thomas Jefferson had been bitter rivals for years, but a grudging admiration for each other may have developed. Nonetheless, Adams always proclaimed that, although Jefferson was 7 years his younger, "I will outlive Jefferson." John Adams collapsed in his favorite reading chair and died late in the afternoon on the 4th. His last words were, "Thomas Jefferson still lives." Ironically, of course, at the time that John Adams spoke, Jefferson was already dead, and John Adams' prediction that he would actually outlive Jefferson became true. In 1831, James Monroe, our nation's fifth president, also died on the 4th of July, making the 4th one of our more deadly days for our founding fathers. This is Jack R. Johnson wishing you a happy 4th of July.